Tablet V. They stood and stared at the forest, gazing at the height of the cedars, gazing at the way into the woods where Humbaba walked, a path was set. The roads ran straight and the going was good. They saw the mountain of cedar, dwelling of the gods, the throne dais of Ernini. Facing the mountain, the cedar bore up its abundance, its shade was good, full of delight, the branches were entwined and the thicket grown thick together. The cedar and the balaku tree, and there was no way through. For a distance of one double hour, the cedar put forth its young shoots, the cypress for two-thirds of a double hour. To a height of 60 cubits, the cedar was encrusted with resin. Resin oozed out and the flow rained down like rain. It ran on and channels carried it away. Throughout the whole forest, a bird chirped and cried. They answered one another. A hum of sound resounded. A cicada set off its shrill call and made the crowd of insects respond. They sang. They made it resound, made it ring clear. The Urshanu bird moaned, the Sukininu bird answered it. The heron makes the forest glad. The wild rooster makes the forest of abundance glad. The mother monkeys sing out, the young monkeys cry. Like the din of drums and the tigi instrument, day after day they kept up their clamor before Humbaba. The cedar cast its shade, and fear fell upon Gilgamesh. Numbness seized his arms, and weakness fell upon his knees. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, let us go down into the forest together, open your hand, and let us raise the battle cry. Gilgamesh opened his mouth to speak, saying to Enkidu, why, my friend, do we tremble like weaklings? We have crossed all the mountains. Before us, before we go down, my friend, one who knows battle, who has faced combat, does not fear death. You who are smeared with blood do not fear death either. Be angry, and like the Apilu priest, change your mood. Like the Lilisu drum, let your voice be loud. Let the numbness leave your arms, let the weakness rise up out of your knees. Take hold, my friend, together. Let your heart speak of battle. Forget death and seek out life, the man who is watchful, whose comrade stands at his side, the one who leads the way, who guards his own body. May he keep his comrade safe. For a far-off day, the two of them made their name endure. Having come from far off, the two of them arrived together. They finished speaking their words and they stood. They stood and stared at the forest. From then on, swords, and from their sheaths, axes were laid hold of, axes and swords, one, they girded themselves. Humbaba muttered to himself, spoke a word. He did not come, he did not come, why are they troubled? Why is my own, in weakness, to, why, in my own bed? Perhaps Enkidu, in good fortune, if the word to, may Enlil curse him. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, my friend Humbaba, friend one is one and two are two. Let one be weak and let the two, let it be a twisted cord and not, two, two strands tripled, a rope tripled and threefold, one strong dog, its two pups. Your footing stands firm, my friend, let the arrow go out. You shall ride the road, when we go down, carries, two, my friend above the winds of Shamus, behind him a storm, before him the wind. Speak to Shamus and let it be given to you. Gilgamesh lifted up his head, he wept before Shamus, before the rays of Shamus his tears flowed. You said of me that in the heart of Uruk, do not forget me. Now stand by me, over Gilgamesh, offspring of the heart of Uruk, set your protection. Shamus heard the words of his mouth, and from then on a cry from heaven called out to him. Do not fear him, stand against him, let him not enter his forest. Let him not go down into the thicket, let him not raise up. Let him not put on his seven cloaks of terrifying radiance. One he has put on, and six he has cast off. Like a raging wild bull they charged. He gave a cry and was filled with terror. The guardian of the forest cries out. Humbaba roars like a dad. Humbaba opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, let them take counsel, fool, Gilgamesh, brood of a man, why have you come before me? Come, Enkidu, son of a fish, who never knew a father, hatchling of turtle and tortoise, who never sucked a mother's milk. When you were small, I watched you, but I did not come near you. It filled my belly. Evilly you have brought Gilgamesh here before me, and you stand there like a stranger, an enemy. Let me cut Gilgamesh's throat and neck. Let me feed his flesh to the shrieking bird, the vulture, and the jackal. Gilgamesh opened his mouth to speak, saying to Enkidu, my friend, Humbaba's face keeps changing. Though we came up boldly to his place to cut him down, still my heart, grown afraid, has not yet grown calm. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, why, my friend, do you speak so faintly? Your own words unman you and sicken my heart. Now, my friend, one thing more. At the smith's channel copper is smelted, for one double hour let the furnace be fed, for one double hour let it be poured out, to loose the flood, to wield the lash. Do not draw back your foot, do not turn back. Now, like a lion, make your blow stronger. Let the south wind watch, whatever dreams you have seen, Let them be driven down to the abyss. They raised them up to the distant sky. It struck the ground, and the stone hail battered it against it. On the soles of their feet, the earth split open. On their spinning, they clove Sarara and Lebanon apart. The white cloud turned black. Death rained down upon them like a mist. Shamus roused against Humbaba the great tempests. South wind, north wind, east wind, west wind, moaning wind, gale, blizzard, evil wind, wind of the demon Asaku, wind of the demon Simaru, wind of dissolution, whirlwind, wind of drought and heat. 13 winds rose up against him, and Humbaba's face grew dark. He could not lunge forward, and he could not draw back. And Gilgamesh's weapons overtook Humbaba. Humbaba, seeking his life, said to Gilgamesh, "You are young yet, Gilgamesh, your mother bore you, and you are the offspring of Rimat-Ninsun. By the command of Shamus, you have flattened the mountains. O scion of the heart of Uruk, King Gilgamesh, Gilgamesh never has a dead man, a lord. A living servant would return to his master. Gilgamesh, spare my life. Let me dwell for you in as many trees as you command. I will guard for you aromatic wood, trees, the pride of your palace." Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, do not listen to what Humbaba says. His pleading should not be let go and eh." Humbaba lifted up his head and wept before Shamus. Before the rays of Shamus, his tears were flowing. "You have seen the fate that I decreed for my forest, the fate I decreed, and you know all that is said. I would have raised you, I would have hanged you at the entrance of my forest's approach. I would have fed your flesh to the shrieking bird, the vulture, and the jackal. Now, Enkidu, my release lies with you. Speak to Gilgamesh that he spare my life." Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend Humbaba, guardian of the forest of cedar, finish him, kill him, destroy his authority." Humbaba, guardian of the forest, finish him, kill him, destroy his authority before Enlil the foremost hears of it. The great gods will fill with fury against us. Enlil in Nippur, Shamus in Larsa, establish forever how Gilgamesh slew Humbaba. Humbaba heard. Humbaba lifted up his head, weeping before Shamus. Before the rays of Shamus, his tears were flowing. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, catch a bird, and where will its young go?" "Humbaba, where do its young go? Where do its young go?" Humbaba heard. Humbaba lifted up his head, weeping before Shamus. Before the rays of Shamus, his tears were flowing. "May you enter, Enkidu, in the fury of the weapon, the counselor. And as for the one who dwells in his house, the outcries, you sat before him like a shepherd and like a hired man his mouth. Now, Enkidu, my release lies with you. Speak to Gilgamesh that he spare my life." Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend Humbaba, guardian of the forest, finish him, kill him, blot out his very memory. Humbaba, guardian of the forest, finish him, kill him, blot out his very memory before Enlil the foremost hears of it. Lest the great gods be filled with wrath against us. Enlil in Nippur, Shamus stationed in Larsa, forever how Gilgamesh and Humbaba kill." Humbaba heard. He lifted his head. Humbaba wept before Shamus. Before the rays of Shamus, his tears ran down. "Let it not, let the two of them not grow old together. Let Gilgamesh not find a grave for his friend Enkidu." Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, I tell you and you do not listen to me until the curse to his mouth." Gilgamesh heard the wordy of his friend, he drew the sword at his side. Gilgamesh struck him on the NXK, and Kidu touched his heart, drove it in as far as the lungs. It convulses, Froem the head, he tore out the teeth. Abundance fell upon the mountain, abundance fell upon the mountain. Gilgamesh flattened the forest, the fragrant cedar wood he carried to Enlil. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, we have reduced the forest to a wasteland. What shall we answer Enlil in Nippur? With your strength you struck down the guardian. What was your fury that you flattened the forest?" After they had slain the seven of them, his sons Zizanu, Neru, Simaru, Shasu, Emk, Yugalu, their axes weighed 2 talents, their hatchets, the Sunganu weapon, they had cut it apart, the load 15 fingers thick of their throwing weapon. Gilgamesh cuts down the trees, and Enkidu keeps searching through the stump litter. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, we have cut down the towering cedar, whose top scraped the sky. Make a door 6 rods high, 2 rods wide, let its thickness be 1 cubit, let its pivot and its frame and its threshold be of a single piece. Let the Euphrates carry it to the temple of Elil in Nippurai, let the shrine of Nippur rejoice over it. Cyprus, together with they bound it, a raft they set afloat, Enkidu. Enkidu rode, and Gilgamesh rode upon the head of Humbaba,